In a moment, Andy's going to speak, but here's our reading for this morning from Cheryl.
Our reading this morning is from Ephesians 4, verses 7 to 16, and it follows a passage talking about being one, being in one body. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love.
Thank you, Cheryl. Well, thank you, Andy.
Amen. Thank you, Richmond, Cheryl, for reading that passage and for the opportunity today to speak. And we are away for the weekend, which is a great privilege, but brilliant as well that we can still be together like this. And we can continue in our series, thinking about the church, our collective identity and purpose and function, and maybe more so about ISCA Church, how we fit in with God's big church and big scheme of all things together. So I'm going to share my screen now, and we'll pick up a PowerPoint just reminding us, if you have a good idea about something and then you can implement it, you might feel pretty good. But of course, the church is God's good idea, God's genius. We are God's idea. Get that into our heads, shall we? That this is what God wants for us, to be his people in the world, bringing in his kingdom, sharing the good news of Jesus. And it's genius. It's a brilliant idea. So this is our series. We are looking at how collectively, as Christ Church, we are united, strong, family, we're awoken, we're beloved, and today we're thinking about we are gifted. And these are based around passages from Ephesians, as we're aware, and Charles just read to us brilliantly. We're gifted in order to contribute. Now that's we are gifted. It's not that I am gifted. Well, I'm the gifted one here. It's we have gifts to share with one another. Otherwise, we might have ego problems. We want to contribute towards the good of all and God's purposes. So Christ himself, we've just read in a different translation, great to have two translations to compare and contrast today, gave apostles, prophets. It's Christ himself who has given gifts. It's God's idea that we have abilities and different types and personalities so that we can work together. And the goal is we reach a unity, a togetherness, and a maturity, the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. More of that later. But when Cheryl was reading to us just then, of course, it finished up by talking about how we are a body together. Now, if you haven't had time to think about those creative resources yet, and different gifts and so on, this might be your opportunity, because I'm about to play a very silly little song into some, but it's a song one of my friends has put together and has given us permission to watch today. And think about being like a body as we watch this and listen to it. Think about your gifts. Think about your part in God's body. Not bad, was it? At all. Yeah, so all those body parts working together. And that's what we've just read. From Jesus, from Christ Jesus, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And in Corinthians, we're reminded that we are the body of Christ. Every one of us is a part of it as we follow him and give our lives to him. So we are a collective body. We work together. Now, there must be some kind of reference to teamwork today, I guess. And that's what we are as a body. And you will have heard, if you followed any football this week, in terms of England internationals, how they say when they get interviewed about how great a goal they scored or whatever it was, they say, oh, well, it's all about the whole team. It's about how we all work together. There's quite a maturity that we're seeing in something around the England interview processes. And I read this, a quote from one of the players in the paper yesterday, saying, I've been around unbelievable players for the last 5 weeks. He says, you want to do your bit. And my bit is protecting the back four and winning the ball and giving it to the better players. That's an interesting phrase to use, isn't it? And give it to the better players. I'll run all day and put myself about. Guess it's in the chat as to who said that. But those better players wouldn't be better players if they didn't have the ball, would they? So there's a huge significance in all the contributions that we all make with our gifts and abilities, whatever it happens to be, and how we see ourselves. All the body parts function together, don't they? Now, if you're like the hand and there's work to be done, you don't think about the eye and say, phew, the eye's not doing any heavy lifting here, is it? I think I'm going to down tools because I'm doing this on my own. No, this is where we all say we all have a part to play. You wouldn't know what you had to lift if you couldn't see it, would you? So we are all having to play our part, but sometimes we do get a little bit miffed off, don't we? If we think, oh, no one sees it quite like I do and all the rest, we need to think a little bit about that today, I think. We as ISCA are gifted in all the ways God wants us to be gifted. We all have different parts to play, and we should see and think differently about situations and opportunities that we're faced with. We have different roles by God's design, but it's we collectively who work together to see what God has for us. But the key point about this now is that gifts are only worth anything if they're a part of that body, the part of the bigger something, when we love one another. 1 Corinthians 13 speaks about the love of God, but it talks about love in general. And it just says, without love, giftedness is just noise, like cymbals, bang, 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 bang. Off you go again on your big hobby horse, getting off on your big ego trip. No, no. When we love one another, then our gifts can be incredibly fruitful. And that's when they carry real weight and value. And it is Jesus who gave these gifts to us. In Corinthians, there's another list, a list of gifts. Lots of things given by grace, again, like these Ephesians gifts, grace gifts from God, but they're not earned, they're not deserved. But it's about when you come together, everyone's got something to share, some encouragement to bring, something to say, something to lift up God's glory, something to encourage one another, some ways of reaching out to others. We all have those there in Corinthians. In Romans, lots of practical gifts as well. Today, we're thinking about the Ephesians gifts, these five gifts, but it's Christ who gave them. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So do we understand these? These are kind of big picture gifts. They're kind of leadership gifts in some respects, but all of us will have traits around the way we see and do life that God gives us in these areas. So I'm just going to help us very quickly understand what these might be a little bit like by using an illustration that some of you would have heard before, that of our hand and our fingers and thumb. Now, if you want to get a handle on what these gifts are a bit about, then think of them a little bit like this. An apostle, the apostolic gift. Let's talk about our gift leanings. Don't make great claims about ourselves too soon. But the apostolic leaning is those who see big pictures. They build team. They look for breakthroughs in things. So think about your thumb. They connect with others, and your thumb will connect readily with your other fingers. Sometimes these other fingers left to their own devices wouldn't be as strong and certainly wouldn't be as strong without a thumb, would they? An apostle is a big picture seer, looking for breakthrough, connecting others. The prophetic, that's like your pointy finger, isn't it? Those of you who are a bit prophetic, you like to be able to see things clearly, black and white, point the way forward, give some guidance and direction, but from God, not just our own ideas. Sensing what God's heart is and pointing out can be a bit black and white, people who are a bit prophetic sometimes. But you have to watch out for sometimes the flip side of some of these gifts. Now, an evangelist, your third finger is usually the longest one, isn't it? Reaches out the furthest. Think of it like that. The evangelist reaching out, thinking about others, gets a bit fed up with all the church stuff sometimes, to be honest. But we want to see others embraced in the family of God, reaching out the furthest. The pastor, your ring finger, love and care. You know, you want everyone to be happy. Everyone to be cozy and comfortable. Don't bring disruption. Don't make us too busy. Let's keep us. But that's a great motivation to have, to love and care for one another. Prophets can really upset pastors, to be honest. They come in, give the word of God, and you upset everyone, and people think, ooh, is there something going on? But you have to watch out for how these work together as the hand. And then there's the teacher. That little finger can get in your ear, apparently. It's the smallest finger. So the teacher is giving us God's word, encouraging us in the ways of God, not just with ideas and theories, but how to live and do life. So think of it then that our gifts are like that effective hand working together. And what are your traits in those areas, I'm wondering? You see, the thing is, we will see things differently because of the traits that we have. Our way of thinking, duck or rabbit, will come about because we have different priorities in the way we see things. Some people will walk into a crowd, they'll see the person who's quiet. I just want to be with them. Other people won't even notice the quiet person. So they're interested in the bigness of what's going on or the potential for the next thing that's going to happen. We will see things differently. And that's why we are collectively gifted, and we all want to play our part in being an effective community. We all need one another, because we will see and do life differently from one another. God's brilliant idea. We are gifted in order to contribute. Why? Why do we have these gifts? It's to equip God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Ah, I thought if we called in an evangelist, they just share the gospel and people come to faith. Job done. No. The true evangelist is the one who will say, now, here are all these people, folks. How do we reach them? Let's be equipped and encouraged by the evangelist, and we all get active together. These gifts are all for us collectively, to encourage and strengthen and build one another up, and to keep us all active, to help us all function in the gifts that God has given us. And that's the way to maturity, to reach a place in God. I don't get quite how you can attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, but I have an aspiration for it to be more like Jesus, that our collective body, Isca Church, part of God's body in Exeter, and part of his whole church, will reflect his likeness and his glory. And as Richmond said at the start, bring his knowledge to others. We'll be telling others about Jesus. We'll be supporting and equipping one another. And the kingdom will be coming through what we do collectively, that kind of maturity. But we all got to play our part. And many of us are already, which is fantastic. I had a brilliant time this week. We had an hour with Angela Rukunda, our treasurer. And we were doing an annual review of her work. She's released part-time to serve us in the church, looking after our finances. And do you know what she wrote? One of the things that she wrote in her appraisal, I've asked her permission to share this, is I enjoy all aspects of my job. I like doing the bank reconciliation and inputting the gift aid figures. Now, isn't that wonderful that someone playing their part and what other people might think, oh, no, really can't do that. That is someone's gift. And that is what Angela is serving us with. And she loves it because she's found that place of service that God has for her. And it's God's grace. He's given us these things freely. We don't have to try to impress. So if the hand is working well, we all have a part to play. And when hands work well, things can get very creative. Things can be made that are different. Things will happen. Things will change. We make an impact on the world around us. We serve the world around us when we have gifts to share together. I wonder, what flavours are people experiencing from us as Iska Church at the moment? Richmond is into his wines, as you know. Have you ever read those wine labels where it says, oh, you'll get flavours of cinnamon and raspberry and oak or gooseberry or whatever. And you kind of think, okay, I need a Richmond to tell me about this wine. There are all these kind of flavours. And that's what we can be as the church, like a new wine, maybe like a mature aged wine with great richness and flavour when we all work together. I want us to think about that maybe prophetically later when Julian leads us in a song. What are we like to others? Are we playing our part? And are we doing that as a church together? You see, there's a crucial thing where we have to recognize. There's another little verse tucked away in Corinthians, and I think it's significant for us this morning as well. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. This is about our collectiveness. This is about our togetherness. You see, there's a whole lot about performance management and so on. I can derive a lot of my sense of value, worth, and identity from what I do. And therefore, it becomes a bit about my gift and how it gets used and how I get recognized. But that's really not the way of Christ or in his body. What we say is, it's not about me, it's about us, it's about our collective giftedness. And when we're baptized, we see that picture of dying to ourselves. And I think this phrase about being baptized into one body is a little bit about that. Laying down my ownness to be part of the we-ness of what God wants to do. We're baptized into one body. You see, you can be a driven individual, but you can be a humble servant in a community. The outcomes of how we feel about life can vary totally around those motives that are deep within us. Can we die to ourselves and say, I'm going to contribute to the body? Let's be baptized into this body. Let's immerse ourselves in the collective, using the gifts God has given us to bless others, to reach out to others, and to bring in his kingdom together. That's God's genius. So, a couple of questions as we finish. Is the church family missing out on gifts? Now, you might put my in there. You might be saying a further question. I don't quite know what I bring, what I contribute here. We'll come to that in a minute. But if you've been used to serving in some way, bringing spiritual gifts, encouraging others, it's a risk we've downed tools a little bit. We found this whole pandemic thing very challenging, I know. Is it time to pick up the tools again, to pick up the gifts God has given you so that you can bless others? Because we need them. We miss out. Without a part of the body functioning, the body doesn't function well. I've had a few health issues over the last couple of years. And when I had a bad calf, it affects my whole body. I want my calf muscle to function well. Every part of us is needed to function. That's what we want, isn't it? If you've downed tools for any reason, if you think, people just don't seem to see what needs to be done, do they? And you down tools, is it possibly the Holy Spirit that's showing you what needs to be done and encouraging you that you should be the one to do it? Eagerly desire these gifts that encourage, build one another up. And then what we can do is encourage one another. How can we encourage one another? Well, the creative resources today are brilliant about writing down the gifts of those around us. In your discipleship groups, in our groups, why don't we take some time to say, what do we appreciate about one another? Our giftedness, our personalities, our character. Take some time to do it in the next week or two. In a moment, I'm going to pray, and I might like you to kind of go back to gallery view as I pray and pick out some people that you'd like to send a message to, a WhatsApp message to, say, hey, I really appreciate how you lead in prayer, develop this, lead that work, are serving here, help with this. Why don't we send messages to one another this week as well? We can build that into our small groups too. What we appreciate about one another and how we encourage one another and pray for one another that will be effective in all that God has for us. His kingdom is coming. The church is being built by Jesus, its head, and we're all partners in it together with the gifts that he has given to us. It really is God's genius idea. Let's be part of it together, shall we? You see, one day there is going to be a bride fit for a king. We are that bride, being prepared in readiness for King Jesus. And we're all part of it together. So let's pause now and pray. Stop and think, reflect on your giftings, but the giftings in which we share and participate. Think about where you're at with those and think about how you'd like to encourage others. After I've prayed for a couple of minutes here and we'll reflect, as I said, Julian will lead us into a song and we'll be thinking about the flavours God wants to bring out of our lives together. So let's just pause and pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and you want us to derive every sense of our identity from you being our Father, from us being family, independent of any function. You want us to be secure and confident just by who you are. So we receive you today and we say, come Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit, to us and can just remind us of how we are God's children, how we're family and how we're loved. And come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come with the grace gifts afresh, stir up those gifts within us, we pray. That we as your people can represent you well. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray to guide us and prompt us into what we can do and empower us now. We say, come, Holy Spirit, power of God, take hold of us. It's not about our egos. This is all for your glory. We say, come, Lord, that we'll be serving freely, serving humbly, seeing your kingdom come and your church grow.